From Spark and Anvil and GeneForge, this is Script, in Chapter 1 of the GeneForge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The air in Script's room smelled like old paper and warm bread. A strange, lovely mix. One half of the room was an ancient library, tall shelves of enormous glowing books reaching to the ceiling. The other half was a shiny modern kitchen, metal counters gleaming, strange machines whirring softly. In the middle sat Script, a careful tailor bird tween and a chunky lab tunic with a different colored pen in every pocket. Script's feathers were the color of warm cream, streaked with soft leafy green. And Script was always, always writing something down. On the table lay tiny cards, some printed with four letters, A-T-C-G, some with three, U-G-G. And Script hummed a tune that sounded exactly like a recipe.
Script hadn't always kept the library and the kitchen in one room. Once, they'd been on opposite ends of a long, cold hall. "When I was small," Script said, "I loved the library, all those recipes safe on the shelves, but nothing ever came out of them. The books just sat there, glowing, full of instructions nobody used." Script sighed at the memory. It felt like owning a cookbook you could never cook from. Then Script's teacher, an old weaver bird, showed Script a trick. You don't move the precious book. You copy one page and carry the copy to the kitchen. "The day I understood that," Script said, eyes bright, "I knocked down the wall between the library and the kitchen and built this room. Because that's the secret of life, really. The instructions stay safe, but a copy travels from the library to the kitchen, from the shelf to the pot, and turns into something real you can hold."
A knock and Pip stepped in, sniffing. "It smells like a bakery in a library." Script laughed. "Welcome to the Central Dogma Lab. It's where we learn how your body gets its instructions and turns them into you." Script pulled a stool up to the great DNA model. "Come, I'll lock you the whole way, library to kitchen."
Script lifted a long, spiraling model like a twisted ladder. "This is DNA, the master cookbook. It stays safe in the nucleus, our library. Every cell has one, and it holds every recipe. How to grow, how to heal, how to make your eyes their color." Script tapped it. "But you can't take the master cookbook out of the library. Too important. So what do you do if you need one recipe?"
"You copy it," Pip guessed.
"Exactly." Script picked up a thinner strand. "We transcribe one recipe onto this, mRNA, like writing a single page from the big book." The mRNA glowed like a tiny scroll. Script carried it across to the kitchen, where a big round machine waited, full of slots and levers. "This is the ribosome, our kitchen." Script fed the scroll into a slot, and the machine whirred. "The recipe's written in a secret code, three letters at a time. Each triple is a codon." A display flashed UGG. Script found the matching card, a small purple star. Then CAU, a green square. Script snapped them together. The ribosome translates the code, reads each codon, finds the right building block, an amino acid, and links them, one by one. The chain grew like a colorful, bendy necklace. Then Script gently twisted it, and it folded into a tiny, intricate sculpture. It folds into a protein, the finished dish. And proteins do almost everything. They build you, fix you, carry messages, make you move. Pip stared. "So the recipe never leaves the library, but a copy becomes a real thing?" "DNA to RNA to protein," Script said, beaming. "The recipe travels from library to kitchen. That whole journey has a name, the Central Dogma, and it's happening in you, in every cell, right now."
Pip left, one hand pressed wonderingly to their own chest, as if they might feel the little kitchens working away inside. Script set the tiny folded protein on a shelf beside dozens of other unique shapes, then stood a moment in the warm, bready air of the room where the library and the kitchen
folded itself into something beautiful and alive. All around, unseen, everyone's quiet little kitchens were following their recipes, keeping them going without ever being asked. And getting to show one kid how that worked, Script thought, feathers warm and glowing, was the finest recipe of all.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Script. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.